This is Passport to Texas. In June, volunteer monitoring at a captive deer breeding facility revealed an animal with chronic wasting disease, or CWD. This put a halt to movement of captive animals statewide.
We permit the ability for folks to hold in captivity deer for the purpose of breeding, genetic improvement, improving the quality of their deer herd, and they can release those animals onto their ranches, or they can sell and trade to other facilities that are approved for releases, and part of that can be for hunting.
Steve Lightfoot, spokesperson for Texas Parks and Wildlife, says under a plan finalized in August, Texas deer breeders may resume animal movement.
With input from stakeholders around the state, leading epidemiologists, veterinarians, deer breeders expressed their issues and concerns. We've factored those into the development of this plan, and I think the movement qualification standards that we've developed pretty much meets those needs.
The plan balances the need to minimize the risk of allowing movement of CWD-positive deer while adopting reasonable movement qualification standards.
We're also looking at developing individual herd plans for those captive breeders to ensure that they can continue business with minimal risk of the disease impacting. And also we'll be looking at strategic sampling of hunter-harvested deer once the seasons start this fall.
Find more information about CWD on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.